Curtain. Poirot's Last Case by Agatha Christie. Read by Hugh Fraser. Chapter 1. Who is there who has not felt a sudden, startled pang at reliving an old experience or feeling an old emotion and thinking, I have done this before? Why do those words always move one so profoundly? That was the question I asked myself as I sat in the train, watching the flat Essex landscape outside. How long ago was it that I had taken this self-same journey? Had felt, ridiculously, that the best of life was over for me. Wounded in that war that for me would always be the war. The war that was wiped out now by a second and a more desperate war. It had seemed in 1916, to young Arthur Hastings, that he was already old and mature. How little had I realized that, for me, life was only then beginning. I had been journeying, though I did not know it, to meet the man whose influence over me was to shape and mould my life. Actually, I had been going to stay with my old friend John Cavendish, whose mother, recently remarried, had a country house named Stiles. A pleasant renewing of old acquaintanceships. That was all I had thought it, not foreseeing that I was shortly to plunge into all the dark embroilments of a mysterious murder. It was at Stiles that I had met again that strange little man, Hercule Poirot, whom I had first come across in Belgium. How well I remembered my amazement when I had seen the limping figure with the large moustache coming up the village street. Hercule Poirot. Since those days, he had been my dearest friend. His influence had moulded my life. In company with him...